You're listening to Your County with North Yorkshire County Council on Stray FM. Businesses selling food are being encouraged to offer healthier choices. It's part of a campaign to help improve our eating habits and also reduce levels of obesity. Officers from North Yorkshire's Trading Standards Service are promoting the scheme, which doesn't cost anything to be part of. Here's David Miller to tell us more.
The scheme, as we've talked about previously, was launched in Scarborough at the end of last year, and we moved into Harrogate in April time of this year. We've currently got approximately 50 businesses on the scheme, with a number more going through the process of assessment. So alongside the certification scheme for the businesses, we try to raise the awareness of not just the scheme, but healthier choices generally in the community. And the way that we're doing that is to engage with as many consumer groups as possible. And yes, we've had Food Safety Week just recently, and we've been working with a Harrogate Borough Council counterpart to try and raise awareness not just of our scheme, but of their issues, which they look at, the main one being the prevention of food waste. So we've had a number of stalls in and around the Harrogate district recently. We were in Knaresborough and Ripon, and we've just done a stall at Harrogate Farmers Market, where we simply invite people to talk to us to try and raise their awareness of these issues. Generally, people are very aware of what they need to do to maintain their health, but those that aren't, we can push them in the right direction. We can give them advice, whether it be to prevent food waste and therefore save money, or to push them towards the businesses that they're visiting, which can provide healthier choices.
And one thing that often confuses people is the difference between best before dates and use by dates, and that's often why things get thrown away, because people don't know what they should follow.
That's right. So best befores are about the quality of the food, and the use bys are about the safety of the food. These are all issues which we try and incorporate into not just our scheme, but more so into the awareness raising when we're speaking to the public.
And just looking a bit further ahead, you're planning some workshops for businesses in the Scarborough area.
Yeah, the certification scheme is available to any types of business, and we have the hospital provider in Harrogate, we have a couple of B&Bs, we have a number of care homes on the scheme, but we tend to find that the takeaways don't see the value or the benefit to joining the scheme, even though it's free, and all we're trying to do is to motivate them to provide healthier choices to their consumers. So we're trying to get through to them, and the way that we're doing that in Scarborough as a pilot is to offer them a free workshop, which they can come along, and we'll hopefully engage with the local press, and we will provide them with the information that they can then take away to improve their product. For example, we could have the Federation of Fish Fryers there to talk about the optimum temperature for oil, to talk about maintenance of their equipment, all aspects of the business which they might well already know about, but if they don't, then it could offer real value to them, and hopefully they'll see that value throughout the scheme and register.
So hopefully once you've had those workshops in the Scarborough area, it'll be something you can take elsewhere.
That's right, yeah. Once the pilot's concluded, it's likely that we'll bring that into Harrogate. And if it's a success, then it will be repeated indefinitely.